as he said that, you know, you're supposed to meet somebody on town in town, you might say, well, if I get there first, I'll do what? I'll wait.
Yeah, wait for him.
And tell him, you know, a child's been misbehaving or something like that, and he wants to get out and get on with it. He says, well, just give me one more
chance.
Yeah, I guess I'll do that.
Yeah, they all do that nowadays.
If a man is in a very good mood and got a smile on his face, you'd say he's in a good what? He's in a good...
In a good mood.
Mm-hmm. And say there's a... You know, you might say, well, there's that pesky salesman that I'll wait till I what? I'll
get the money.
You might tell you off, well, we've got termites, but I'm sure that the pest company will do what? They'll get
rid of maybe. Mm-hmm.
Say, somebody, a little kid, you might say, well, he didn't know what was going on, but he
was mostly right.
And, say, somebody took your pencil or anything like that, or something like that, something that, you know, wasn't really worth very much. He said that somebody did what to my pencil?
And he took it.
You know any kind of words for stole that you might use there, like
swiped it.
Swiped it.
Yeah.
Would you use something like swipe it to say something real expensive that got, say, like a diamond or something that got stolen?
Yeah, you'd say swipe it.
And you were talking about your son in Mississippi, and say he was riding you. You might say, well, yesterday he did what me a letter. He
wrote a letter.
Yeah, you'll say, tomorrow I'll have to do what to him. I'll have to
write him.
Or you might say you'd written him a letter. You say, well, it's about time I was getting a water.
I better send him.
When you write a letter, you put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen and you do what on the envelope? You
address it.
You might say, well, I want to write him, but I don't know his
address.
What do children usually call sale? You know, you got kids that always run and tell, you know, on the others. Every time they do a little something wrong, a little kid that'll run and tell on them, what do you call him? He's a
tattletale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't stand those when I was coming up.
Yeah.
Would you ever use that word tattletale for older people?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the same thing as a gossip, or is it different?
Yeah, same thing.
What about, say, something that a child plays with? Let's say you have a little baby, and the things that he might play with, you call him what? Call it a... Say if it's not really, it's just a little kind of... Nothing in particular that he plays with, what would you call that?
Blowbird, right?
And, say your wife wanted some flowers, you know, to put on the table. She'd have to go out and do what? She'd go out and
water.
And let's see. So you go into church and you got there and they're already singing and everything. Somebody says, well, church must have already
started.
Would you ever use begin there? The church has already?
Already begin, yeah.
You might, somebody driving down the road, you might tell him, well,